This is Tom Edison. Tom Edison speaking. When you hear the music, it's time to connect the dots. Name of the song is I Want You to Be My Idol. That's right. In fact, that song is actually so popular, you can Google it right from the Google search bar there. If you're on Google Chrome, just type it in, I Want You to Be My Idol, and Google will actually take you to YouTube where you can play that song immediately and watch the music video. Is that amazing or what? Anyhow, it's time to connect the dots. It's time to wake up your dormant DNA. I don't know if you come across the information, if you've seen it out there on the internet or picked it up on Twitter or a little birdie told you as you were walking through the woods. Human beings have 12 strands of DNA. And unfortunately, you know, only two of them are in full operation. The scientists have told us that, the earth scientists, that's right. And they said the rest of the DNA, they called it junk DNA because they didn't know what to make of it. It's actually dormant DNA that was wrongfully turned off by bad ETs visiting our Earth a long, long time ago. In fact, those bad ETs are still here. The most popular group, I guess we could call the bad ETs, the Anunnaki, beings from the 12th planet, also known as Planet Nibiru, and there's a few other names it's known by also. But yeah, they're the ones that really are the big abusers of mankind. They played with our DNA and turned 10 of those DNA strands off. So we're like an automobile running on one cylinder. You know what I'm saying? That's what they did to us. And that's what's made our lives difficult on planet Earth, because we've been, a false separation was created, and we've been denied full access to the universe, which the full human being always had access to, up until around 500,000 years ago. Human beings did have full access. We were all walking around, primitive humans, with all of our 12 DNA strands fully operational. Well, hey, the good news is we're going to be turning them back on. And it's going to be, different for every one of us, because it's a kind of an individual thing. Though, since 2015, all of our DNA strands are being reconnected slowly but surely from behind the scenes by those who do such tasks while we sleep. That's right. That information is out there, and you probably hearing it first right here on BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots show, and I am your host, Tom Edison. Not only a radio talk show host, but a singer-songwriter, a recording artist, a music video producer, a rock video producer, a U.S. presidential candidate running as a writing candidate, because it doesn't cost any money to do that. But I'm still bringing more to the table than anybody else. I claim to be the only person on the face of this planet who knows that all the solutions to all the problems already exist, and I know how to access those solutions. which makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Too bad the rest of the world isn't in on what I know. Too bad I don't have a support team. Too bad all the Democrats and Republicans are going to vote for one of those two parties. Both parties are traitors. Whether you like President Trump or not, both the political parties, they are the traitors, the ones that have sold you out. Come on, you ought to know that. Now all politicians are crooks, basically. I mentioned that last week when the CIA and the FBI did their investigation of the U.S. Congress, I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever. They found only two people that could be deemed to be called honest. Well, it's pretty much everybody then. Two out of 535, it's like nobody is. They're all crooks. I learned that when I was a child, and believe me, now it's been proven. And they prove it every day, you know, with their antics and stuff. So if you are a voter out there and you belong to the Democrat or Republican Party, it's time you wake up and vote for somebody who has the knowledge to be a good president and solve the problems. Presidents should be solving the problems. Well, I know for a fact that the solutions or all the problems are known already. And if they weren't, I could figure them out, because I have a trained mind. And talking about trained minds, you can use your mind to help get your DNA activated. You know? You don't want to be running on one cylinder for the rest of your life. You know, you want to be a powerful V8 or a V12. I mean, 12 DNA strands. That means you have a powerful motor there, a 12-cylinder motor. Look at it that way. Right now, you're running on that 12-cylinder motor is running on two cylinders, putting away down the road. That's what makes life difficult. Once we have access to all of the universe via all our DNA being turned on, we'll realize that we have the power to change our destiny. Human beings, we're very powerful creatures. You know, we've been lied to and deceived and hammered down our whole lives to believe something else, but we have the power to change reality with our minds. Your mind is a tool. It's also referred to as a gift, you know. Think about it. When you came into this world, you didn't have to buy your body. You were born into it, a gift from the higher reality. A gift from the universe, a gift from the creator of all there is, just like your personality is a gift too. And that's what distinguishes you, the individual, from every other individual, is your personality. It's known. It's been revealed to mankind already. How come you don't know? It must be listening to mainstream media TV. But the Heavenly Father gives out the personality to every individual human being. And every individual human being has a different personality. And that is what distinguishes you on your career in the universe. And of course, if you're up on things by now, you should have realized that, you know, it's been, you've been lied to your whole life. Death is not the end of the road. Your physical body your physical body dying itself is not you dying. That's just the shell you're living in right now. Your consciousness will be transferred into something else or somewhere else. And there's a lot to look forward to. I mean, besides these bodies we have now, they are kind of fragile. The Earth is moving into 5D, you know, ABCD, 5D, D as in dimension, D as in, realm of reality. The numbers go upward, you know, first dimension, second dimension, third dimension is our physical reality now. And jumping up to the fifth dimension doesn't mean you're going higher. The numbers go higher in up the ladder in sequence in it's basically referring to the vibrational frequencies increase. So there's how the word higher is properly identifying the increase in vibrational frequencies. So we're going into a faster vibrating domain. The Earth is holding. The Earth, Mother Earth, is a living entity with a crystalline core. We should be connecting our root chakra down to the crystalline core and out the top of our head from the seventh chakra. A few inches above our head is the eighth chakra, followed by the ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th. 12 chakras, 12 DNA strands, it all pieces together, 12 notes in an octave. You see how it all connects? I don't know. I've made all these obvious connections in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. And it all pieces together. Hey, if you pay attention to crop circles, there's a real good one out there now from yesterday, I believe. I even forget where it is, but go searching for it. New crop circles, you'll find it. It has a center circle. It outstretches to four circles in three directions. The four circles outside the center circle are linear representations of what could be referred to as a tetrahedron. And so you have three tetrahedrons extending from the center, which is actually a description, a geometric description of the Paradise Trinity, also known as God, also known as the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. Also, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm sure there's other ways to identify it. You could source and center one, source and center two, source and center three. All of them together known as the Paradise Trinity. And that's what this crop circle is representing in this field somewhere. Check it out and look at it. And then go to my book, Connect the Dots Theory, Chapter 7, Page 3 and Page 4. I'm explaining what's making the geometric connections and explaining what this crop circle is revealing. And I identify it as the Paradise Trinity, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. This is the trifold personality of God, or the source of all that is, personally known as the Heavenly Father. That's right, the Heavenly Father turned himself into a trinity by adding to himself the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. All for one and one for all, that's where that saying comes from. It's not the three musketeers, it's the Paradise Trinity. God with his threefold personality. And that's the way it is and always will be. So anyhow, back to your DNA. You know, you can talk to your DNA. You should start talking to your DNA, especially the dormant DNA. Say, hey, dormant, sleeping DNA, wake up, you know. Address it personally, you know. You might not want to talk out loud while other people are around, but if you're alone, you can talk out loud to your DNA. And it will listen to you, believe it or not, because your mind is a powerful thing. And your words are powerful, much more than you ever realize. That's why the old saying goes, be careful what you say. Because, you know, there could be problems if you say the wrong thing at the wrong time and place. Anyhow, that's it. Talk to your DNA. Tell it to wake up. Ask your DNA to reconnect itself. Tell your DNA to reconnect itself. This will certainly augment what is happening when you sleep. Like I said, since 2015, your DNA has been worked on. And you decide the pace whether you know it or not. Even if you don't realize your DNA is being worked on while you sleep, since, and it's been going on since 2015, you have more control of how fast your DNA gets connected than you think. Because if you're a thick-headed person, if you're stuck in your ways and you don't want to let go of all the false information that you absorbed and wholeheartedly believe is true, that will hinder the progress in your DNA connecting. You know? If you're an obstinate person that ultimately refuses help or anything else, you'll be hindering your DNA from being activated, no matter how hard others from behind the scene, guardian angels, other heavenly servants try to help you out. You will be slowing the process down by being obstinate, by being closed-minded. So, you see, you're more in control of your situation than you think. But if you're overly controlling yourself in the wrong way, it'll work against you in what's happening now. Everybody wants to evolve beyond here, at least I think they do. And the opportunity, we're in the middle of it right now. It'll really speed up when the event happens. I've talked about it before. If you don't really want to understand about it, go out there on the internet and ask questions, or go on Twitter and follow Cobra Info 1, CobraInfo 1, like the number one, the numeral one, you know? Cobra Info 1. And, you know, search the tweets. You'll find a lot about the event and what's going on. On Twitter at Sisterhood Rose, it's another good one, spelled just like it sounds. And I think the Cabamore Space Bar Tegite, one of the stars of the Pleiades, I believe that's the person who's been posting the crop circles. But just, you know, there was, you know, search newest crop circle and designs or something like that. You'll pick it up. But that's the message it has there. That's what it is, a geometric representation of God. And the God, the threefold personality, operating as the paradise trinity. There's all kinds of trinities, you know. Three musketeers were a trinity. And, of course, that saying, all for one and one for all, is actually telling you about how God is, you know. All for one, well, the three personalities of God are for God and one for all. One is the source of the three personalities. Hey, I'm connecting the dots. This is the show, Connect the Dots. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you've got a phone, you can participate. Number is 888-627-6008. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. So you better start working on your DNA. And you, as fast as you'll get it turned on is the fast you work on yourself. And there's all kinds of things to help you with speeding up your capabilities of evolving into the fifth dimension on a personal level. Today I was listening to a tape it's called 12-Strand DNA Activation, a tape by Archangel Michael. I assume AA Michael means Archangel, or somebody presuming to represent him. When I see AA Michael, I think Archangel Michael. The voice on the tape doesn't sound like an angel. It sounds like somebody who makes these kind of tapes. But the commentary sounds like they know what they're talking about. And they mention the Pleiadians also. And if you can find it out there on the Internet, I suggest you listen to it. It's only about 19 minutes long. And you'll find out a lot about the 12-strand DNA activation. And you'll get a good idea of what you need to do to help it along. Hey, this is an educational show, and I do my best to educate the listeners. Well, let me tell you, the mystery question, I've asked this before, the mystery question is, if you, what are those blinking red lights in the sky amongst the stars? Estimation 200 feet or further out from ground level. But so they're everywhere once you can expand your vision. Now, I know I can't be the only one seeing these things. So maybe one of the listeners out there has seen it. But you have to be able, you won't see it with normal vision. You'll have to be able to expand your vision about beyond what we normally see, you know, the normal parameters of human vision. Once you can do that, well, then you ought to look up in the sky, be able to look up in the sky at night now. These things will not be visible during the daylight because they are of low candle power, and sunlight obliterates everything of low candle power. But in the night, you can possibly have caught a glimpse of it, kind of like if you imagine little tiny sparkling red Christmas lights. And they're all placed all over the place, kind of like stars dispersed out there in the sky. And they're blinking. So if anyone has seen that and can give us a good explanation of what they are, well, call in and enlighten us. I have my hunches, but I'm not going to say anything until somebody else is willing to talk about it. And talking about expanding vision, you know, that's why a lot of people do substances. You know, it started becoming popular back in the hippie movement back in the 60s. That people began using substances to expand their consciousness. And probably mushrooms and LSD were the two big ones. And unfortunately, a lot of progress was made with the people that used these substances intelligently. But unfortunately, people were waking up and understanding what a sham the whole world was. And unfortunately, government, that is a sham, that's embedded in shamness, got wind of this, and they were horrified to think that people could actually wake themselves up out of the matrix and discover that how crooked government is, how everything in this world is being done wrong, and we're being misused. And that's why people use substances, because it brings clarity to the real situation. And unfortunately, if you got your nose stuck in your cell phone, you're not going to get to experience things that you can experience by intelligently using substances that expand your thinking abilities, make you a smarter person. That's right. Forget about all that drug propaganda from government. In fact, it was even maybe 25 years ago, they did an interview with somebody who was working with Nixon very closely back. You know, Nixon started the drug war. And he admitted that Nixon wanted a way to get back at the hippies who were anti-war. And Nixon had his war, Vietnam War, going there. He wanted to get back at them, and he wanted to get back at the Black Panthers who were fighting against, you know, the establishment and its harassment of black people. So he decided, well, we're going to do this war on drugs, and we'll plant the drugs on these people we don't like. And that became the policy, basically. And I mean, unfortunately, this was police were willing to go along with this, you know, and that was the beginning of the big separation between police and the general public. That was the beginning of the never-ending game of cop versus non-cop, because these new narco squads that were created, they were actually going out there and planting the drugs on people to make arrests and make themselves look good, like they were great, doing great police work. I've heard some bad testimonies myself of people that this sham had been done to. And I was horrified to hear it, but it goes on for real. And as we uncover more and more, we see that this has been going on continuously since President Nixon started that war on drugs. It probably was going on before that, but it really went haywire at that point in time. And, of course, that set everybody back. And then there was the propaganda telling people that you would lose your mind if you did LSD and all this other kind of crap they were telling people to scare them, you know. I mean, like anything else in life, you know, there will always be a few people that can't handle mind expansion. And but for the sake of let's say five people, should you deprive a million people for the sake of those five? No. And that's basically what the drug laws have done, you know. And they've divided society further, and they've only aided the criminal element in the world, because they control all the drugs now. And essentially, in the 60s, you know, people were willing to, they weren't looking to make a profit off these mind-expanding drugs. They were, you know, willing to sell them what it cost them to put the substances together or acquire them or whatever. There was no real concern about making profit off it. But again, because they started this war on drugs, it became the profit-making people got involved in it, because now you had to fight off the police that were looking to bust you for doing things that are really protected in the Constitution. If you want to take a substance that you believe will make you feel better, and in many cases you know will make you feel better, what right does the government have to do to stop you from that, or anybody? They don't. It's in your First Amendment right, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everybody wants to feel better. If you want to do something that makes you feel better, you have a right to do that. Where's the fucking lawyers on this bullshit, you know? Why has this been taken to court? It's a violation of the Constitution. You know, I don't need a lawyer's degree to know that, but some lawyers need to take this to court And all those people that are in jail for drug convictions need to be released immediately, you know? And all these rotten laws that criminalize something that actually makes people smarter in some cases. Sure, there's drugs that make people dumber, you know? And incompetent, you know? But if you take something and as long as you don't create a problem for somebody else, you have a right to do that. Your constitutional rights are being violated. And people need to start talking up what's just and what isn't. And if the government had not butted in and allowed the hippie revolution to continue by taking substances and expanding our intelligence and making a stronger spiritual connection to the earth and the heavens, we wouldn't even... All these bad things that happened in the last 50 years would have never happened. We would have become a loving, peaceful society, at least in the United States we would have. And, you know, we'd be in the fifth dimension already. Well, so much for that. But believe me, when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about, you know? And unfortunately, the government is lying to everybody. The government is corrupt. They're nothing but pawns for the world controllers, just like all the cartels, you know, the mafias. They're all, whether they know it or not, they're all being controlled by the New World Order, or they're part of it themselves. And the whole New World Order is controlled by the bad ETs, or evil ETs, whatever you want to call them. And more personally, the Anunnaki, and then there's the new group of Archons that invaded Earth right here in 1996. And so we have the good guys, the Galactic Federation of Light, that are supposedly taking care of some of these bad guys on the spiritual levels and the faster vibrating realms, and dismantling some of the things they've set in place to keep us dumbed down. And of course, it's not happening fast enough. And part of the problem is we are not doing enough for ourselves. Yeah, you, the listener, me, we all can do more for ourselves. And but I've given us all some clues tonight about what we should be working on, talking to our DNA. No, it's not stupid. It's smart. Expanding our consciousness, whatever we can use to expand our consciousness with, connecting with the spiritual realms, connecting with Mother Earth. You know, Earth is a living entity. Again, this is why I tell people to read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It talks about connecting with the earth, and it talks about my personal experiences, you know, of connecting with the earth. It talks about me witnessing the earth interacting with us intentionally and in ways you've never, ever seen, probably. Maybe never even heard about, but it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I'm connecting as much as I possibly can in that book. And that's why it was written, to educate the average person, the general public. That's the whole point of me writing it, you know, was to assist others in learning and moving forward in life, and expanding their awareness of what really exists. The pictures in the book alone are an enlightenment by themselves, even without explanations. I have the largest collection of amazing photographs in this one book than any other book on planet Earth. Show me a book that has more pictures than I do in my book. And then call me up on the show and tell me about it. I'll check it. I'd love to see that book, because it doesn't exist. And I have a right to make a claim like that. But it's not for my ego, please. You know, I've made a lot of accomplishments in life. And when you get to a certain point where you make a lot of accomplishments, You don't worry about ego anymore. You've done it. You've been there. You've done it. You've done it all. You don't have to prove anything anymore, just like I don't. You know, maybe you're not where I'm at, but I've gotten to that point. And so ego doesn't mean shit to me. But, it did when I was young, but along the road, I made my accomplishments, too many to count. I lost count a long, long time ago. But I did something with all the knowledge I learned along the road. I put it into a book to help others to expand their thinking, to show them what they're missing out on, to show them what exists in this world just beyond the scope of their vision. You know? You can get a camera and probably take some of the same pictures I did if you have the enthusiasm and the interest to do so. You know, the pictures I took, well, you're not going to find them any old place, but, you know, seek and you will find, as the saying goes. And because I sought, I found plenty. And what can I say? That about sums that up. And, I watch this old science fiction movie tonight. There's a couple shows in New York City area where they show old science fiction movies. I think this was on Svengoolie, if you ever heard of him. And this is 1955, The Creature with the Atom Brain. You know, 1955, right? The Creature with the Atom Brain. And in this movie, I had never seen it before. In this movie, we have a mad scientist working with a criminal from a mafia gang or something like that. And they created, this doctor had found a way to put wire in transistors into people's heads, kind of like. You put a little cage over their head and connect the resistors and transistors and all that shit to his dead people's brains. And they had a way to act they threw some radiation on them and they could reactivate the dead body and get them to go out there and talk to them through a microphone and guide them to kill people they wanted to be killed. Well, now, if that isn't the root movie for 100 zombie movies and other things, plus, in, 2020, these things can really be done. For real. Just like they were doing for science fiction back in that movie. Well, they've perfected it all now, and they can turn people into zombies. I don't know if they can take exactly the corpse out of the grave and do the Frankenstein thing on them. They don't have to. They just take living people, turn them into zombies, and then they order them around. Just like this guy was doing with a microphone, and they can do that to you if they want to target you. It's known. They're capable of doing that. It's down to a science now. They can invade your brain from a distance, even, and put thoughts in your mind. If you have a real strong mind, I guess they can't do that to you without totally wiping it out completely. But if you're an average person, and you don't know that they can do this, an unsuspecting sheep, an unsuspecting sheeple, they can come near your house and even from a remote distance and start accessing your mind and telling you what to do, taking control of your mind. But this movie was doing it back in 1955. And it was like pretty well done. I mean, the idea was there for hundreds of movies after that, all the zombie movies, and zombies coming back to life and dead. I mean, the mind control movies. And it's actually worth seeing because you'll see how much it was quite inventive for 1955. And, you know, the usual players, mad scientists and criminals, and ordering zombies to go kill people. I mean, that's why, that's the original reason for zombies being created back on the Voodoo Island. Yeah, was to use them as a mercenary to go out and kill for you. yeah, maybe you didn't know that, but now you do. So, if you're watching mainstream media still, you know, it's a joke. You know, they still think all the news stations are the same, as if they really, I mean, they're being told what to put out there. But if somebody came in from another world and turned on the TV and thought that the news casting was in response to what people wanted, they would think, all we want to hear about is who got killed today, whose house burnt down, and what scare tactics are being used, oh, whose buildings got exploded, what the phony politicians said to each other, what other misdeeds were done, and everything negative under the sun they can think about. And basically, that's the format for mainstream media, no matter what station it is. And some of the ones we thought were okay, they're worse than CNN now. Channel 7 in the New York area, oh my God. They're so biased, anti-Trump, and so, what can we say, towing the party line when it comes to coronavirus. Yeah, put on your mask, go for testing, blah, blah, blah. In fact, one of the most interesting, and who's like about the worst now, BBC, oh, America News, BBC, everything anti-Trump, and they continuously interview people every week that don't like Trump either, and they make him look like the worst person on the face of this earth. And they're vying for the worst newscasting organization on planet Earth. I mean, they make CNN look like an angel station. That's how bad the BBC America has gotten. I hear the people in England don't like the BBC either. I mean, in fact, they're a racist, non-white broadcasting empire in England. That's right. They on all new jobs, white people need not apply. Can you believe this? And their main newscasters, they got rid of all the white people. Only people of a darker skin now. If that ain't anti-white racist, I don't know what the hell is. Well, that's the BBC. Down the toilet it went. And... But anyhow, back to coronavirus. You should, if you're concerned about what's going on, within the last week, the CDC, Center for Disease Control in America here, otherwise known as the CDC, spilled the beans on what the testing reveals. Yeah. And it turns out that all this emphasis on the testing and people testing positive, well, the testing only tests for antibodies in the blood. And the antibodies that they're looking for and they find and they give you a positive reason because they found this antibodies are the same ones that the body produces for a common cold. Few other minor things. Well, now if you're going to identify people as having coronavirus because they have antibodies that a person gets in their bloodstream to rebel a common cold, and everybody catches colds, and everybody catches colds, and they're very contagious, yeah. So, what does that say? It says that all this testing is bullshit. It doesn't mean crap. You know, you're counting antibodies in people's blood for that are the same ones for a cold, a common cold, and everybody catches colds, and they spread around real fast. So somebody was at a party, and everybody picked up the cold the next day. It's only a friggin' cold, and you're playing around with us here, deceiving us to no end. And all of this is unnecessary for, you know, just like the common cold. Everyone catches it and gets over with it, you know? And the same with the COVID. The facts prove that 99% of the people get better on their own, you know? The poor people that go to the hospital, they're killed in the hospital with bad conditions and ventilators that are bad for them. You know, the hospitals are killing people, and that spikes up the numbers. And then, of course, there's the fake numbers of other people dying of other things, and the hospitals, doctors are ordered to count it as COVID. I mean, this is such a sham. But this whole thing, you got to check out this info with the CDC where they tell you what the tests really mean. The tests don't mean squat. That's what it comes down to. And every day, without fail, the mainstream media is constantly talking about the test results as if people really were catching coronavirus when it could be just a cold. And so the testing is not helping us. The testing is deceiving us, and everybody should stop testing, period. And everybody should take off the friggin' masks. You know, your immune system weakened by wearing a mask for a lengthy time. I feel sorry for these people that have to work now with the mask on for 8 hours. Their health is being destroyed. And, of course, they want that because they want another spike, because they eventually want to create this fear and, you know, to con everybody into taking a vaccine. And, first of all, you know, how stupid can you, the people, be? Vaccines are nothing but poisons being injected to your body. Your immune system doesn't need stimulation. It knows how to stimulate itself, you know? And that's the argument they try to tell you why vaccines are good. They're not good. They're bad. Nobody needs them. It's an ill-conceived concept by doctors that want to make themselves look good and pharmaceutical companies that want to make money, you know? These doctors that want to believe they're real healers, they're crap, you know? There's doctors know certain things. Hey, we'll all agree. Doctors are great at cutting up bodies and taking out the parts and replacing them like we were automobiles. Yeah, they're great at doing that, you know? But your body is your sacred temple. And doctors are not helping you by pushing pharmaceutical products on you. And they're not helping you because they're not telling you about real medicine. They're forbidden to do that. Because mainstream media is owned by the New World Order. And the New World Order doesn't want the truth being told. They want you to swallow their lies, which will eventually end in your death. That's right. And the plan is to kill millions with the so-called vaccines, which are not cures. Vaccines cannot cure anything. And if you have any doubts, why don't you just look at the ingredients? Ask the doctor, what's the ingredients in this vaccine that you want to give me here? Most of them probably won't even know, but or they'll make an excuse why they won't tell you. But the information has been surfaced by many sources, many times on the internet, what the ingredients are. You know, they got everything in there except dog shit. You know, every bad thing you can possibly think of is in a vaccine. You know, glue, formaldehyde, you name it. DNA altering. It's bad enough we have the DNA is dormant. Last thing we want is our DNA altered. And, of course, it'll be altered in a bad way. Because that's what they
ring a ding ding.
Yeah, is there a caller?
Hi.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Bob Neal.
Okay, Bob Neal, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wish my parents didn't name me Bob Neal.
Well, I shouldn't laugh at that, but, you know, hey, change your name. You know, it's legal. That's all you have to do. It takes a little money. It doesn't take that much, I don't think. And get yourself a lawyer and change your name. And change your name. You don't even have to go to court. It's that easy. At least you, I don't think you have to go to court, but who knows? They change the laws all the time. So what's on your mind, Bob Neal?
Neal, Bob. You see what I mean? Everybody always gets that confused.
What's on your mind, pal?
So what's the cure? What's the cure for all this insanity, my friend?
The cure for insanity or the cure for the COVID?
Cure for it all. Cure for the insanity. Cure for the COVID. Isn't it the same thing?
No, actually, the COVID, the cure for the COVID is a frequency tool. That's all. Once you, all they have to do is identify the frequency of the COVID, and then they can broadcast back the same frequency, and they vibrate it to it shatters like a glass when an opera singer sings the note. It's that simple.
So do you think this COVID's a product of human thought and action? Like it, our world
is already what it is. It's known. I mean, the two big patent holders of the COVID is Bill Gates owns the basic coronavirus patent, and
Dr. humanity's a pestilence?
The COVID-19.
You don't think humanity's a pestilence and shouldn't be on this globe?
Well, that's the New World Order take. That's what they think. That's why they're trying to get rid of 95% of the population, because that's what they believe, you know?
Do they honestly, or I always think, like, humanity is going to slow itself down. Like when you have too many people, your sperm rate goes down. You notice how sperm rates have gone to like, 50% or less than that, maybe 25% now of what it used to be 20, 30 years ago?
It has nothing to do with the population.
Yeah, but aren't we biologically changing? Because maybe we're biologically changing because all the crap they're putting in our food and everything.
Well,
I get it.
People are negatively changing because of all the crap we're being subjected.
Maybe we're changing because mentally we don't want more people. It's so, you know, it's a thought. So that thought translates into weaker sperm, right? We don't want more kids. We don't need more kids. So it you have far less chances of getting pregnant. And sperm, I guess, the ability for sperm to mate is like a fraction of what it used to be. So maybe over time the population would actually, you know, change itself versus some outside force killing off, you know, 1 in 50.
Well, you're talking
50
about
and 49
the power
out of, 50.
Of mental thinking there. But, I mean, that's a factor, sure, but it's already known why the sperm count around the world has gone down.
Isn't there only one continent in the globe?
Bad things being done.
Isn't there only one continent on the globe, and there isn't a country outside of this continent whose birth rate is covering its death rate? There's only one country, from what I understand.
Yeah, what country is that?
And not country, but continent.
Right, what continent?
Africa. Everyone else is like 2 points or below. You know, even as low as 1 point.
Saying Africa is birthing more people than are dying.
Right. Every country, you know, like if you took a look at it, birth rates globally or birth rates on a country spectrum, and you take a look at it, it kind of shows that. And I guess the average birth now, the amount of births for a couple might be approaching two, but let's say it's at 1.7, let's say. But Africa might be where it used to be seven or something like that. Now it's like three or four or something. So it's gone down quite a bit too. But it's still, they project, I guess, another 30 years or something like that before their country peaks, before that continent peaks. And then it will start to normalize like the rest of us.
Yeah, well, what do you think Bill Gates wants to run down there with his vaccines? He sees the danger of too many people being born in Africa, so he wants to kill them with the vaccines.
Right. I believe we education was the way to go. You know, if you educate people, and maybe a population over, let's say, 2 billion or whatever we want to call it, because it's arbitrary on some level. But, you know, we could say, let's shoot for that and let's educate people versus killing them or vaccinating them. See, I don't believe in that. I believe we should all have a choice. Look, if we have a guideline that or some sort of a dictate, I mean, imagine a government saying, like China did, you can only have one baby. Do you think that's legal? Is that legal? Could Trump right now have an executive order and fine anybody who has more than one kid? Let me just ask that. What do you
think? I don't think so. The Congress would have to do that.
You mean Congress has the right to fine me if I have more than one, right? Isn't that ridiculous? Does that just sound kind of ridiculous to you that somebody else has the right to do that to us?
Well, that's why I've been saying all along for years now that republics no longer work because the people can't be trusted. We need more of a referendum government where a majority of the populace would have to okay something. Certainly something like that in a referendum, you know.
I just read an article just recently that said that all executive CEO pays across this country have only, you know, dropped by 5%. Really, when they were firing people, letting people go, their compensation packages were hardly affected. So, and then you have crazy Bernie out there saying, what do you say? He wants a one-time 60% immediate take from, and you know, anybody who has a certain amount of money, like $1 billion plus, that 60% of their income or something is taken. You know, a one-time deal, I guess.
Let me tell you, that'll never happen. Because all those people that would have
Trump,
that money
couldn't
to
Trump look couldn't Trump do that by executive order? I mean, look at what's executive order? Ooh, we no longer is Congress have to really worry about approving any bills because the president can with his almighty pen just have an executive order and say we're going to pay X for so long. Is that really how our system works?
Well,
I don't get it.
Executive orders can only be done with certain things, you know.
Read in the paper today. His executive order extends unemployment benefits. It all, you know, to like instead of $600, it's now $400 a week.
Yeah,
or
and
like that.
The Congress is bailing. I mean,
yeah, but they know they can't. It doesn't matter whether they respond or not. He did it all through executive order. Didn't you see the four executive orders he did today, or it was yesterday? I think. Yeah. They were all financially related. It was really bizarre. Sometimes I wonder how our government... Well, how much power does an executive really have? It's kind of like this question. How much power do you think your mayor has?
I don't know, but the president...
We don't know!
Power.
And here's another question. If there is no law pertaining to it or an understanding, you know, because we have all these laws, but let's just say the question comes up that there really is no law... in a local area, who really gets to decide? Like the mayor first, or is it the court system at that low level? And it probably is, but I guess the mayor's the first one, right?
Hands if they can get away with it.
The mayor's the first one. If it doesn't wreck any liberties, I guess he could get away with it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that odd? That's a lot of power for a mayor.
Of course there is. Like I said, you know, this chain of command...
Wouldn't you love to know how much it costs for every mayor to get into office across the country? Every single place, and you could categorize it by how much it costs. You know, you could, like a home, like when you go to Trillo and you buy a home. Okay, give me the lowest mayor, you know, how much does it cost to be mayor? Any town, lowest first. And you could do that with information. Wouldn't that be freaky? Wouldn't that be freaky if I could do that with any,
hey, guess what?
Any, House or Senate seat across the country? Literally.
They pointed out these people are spending millions of dollars to get a position or authority that pays only $200,000.
Right.
So you know they're planning on getting money under the table, otherwise they wouldn't spend that much money.
Of course.
Of course, we know it's like that.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just money. They have to. It's like if they do not spend their budget. Government's so weird, isn't it? If they don't spend the budget that is allocated to them, let's say your Department of Agricultural Ripoffs might demand $1 billion a year. But if you don't, and you get it. And if you don't spend $1 billion, you know it doesn't look good. So you can never ask for more. So every time you're trying to spend every dollar, there's never an incentive for you to save the people.
Of course,
government
that's
has no incentive
going
to save.
It's unbelievable.
There's no incentive to save. It's the worst system. You know, if I could marry capitalism with government,
system, yes.
I would. I'd take capitalism and marry it with government in the understanding that you fail if you don't, you know, turn a profit. Not to say I want government to be profitable. In fact, they're the socialist structure for us, right? Government. Give it to government, let them pay. You know, I always think about what's the difference between what's socialism? And everybody defines it a million ways. And what's communism? Well, and I would say socialism is any time you have a structure that's taking on the responsibilities of this task, and profit isn't what needs to happen. It has nothing to do with profit. So a government will take it on, has nothing to do with profit. Private sector
is
all to do with profit, right? But a government, it takes it on, and it socializes it because it's like, well, it doesn't matter how much it costs, we should all get it, right? So we all think like that, okay. Oh, well.
That'll be the day.
Right? So let's put government in charge. But really, that's the dumbest thing in the world. It doesn't make any sense.
Of course
and
it
yet,
doesn't.
If we give it to private companies, there's the other hand, we look at it and we go, God, they're making too much money and the executives are making a killing, right? That's just fair. Let's give it to the government because they couldn't do a better job with our postal system. Oh, yeah, they can. Look at Bezos. Right. They can do it with every system in government, by the way. Every system in government. But you hear all these people going, socialism, we want more. I don't see, and yet I know the future of America is that system, and here's why. Here's
Not
why.
If I can help
Here's
you.
Why. Here's why, but there's a valid point. There's a valid reason why it could be. Because into the future, you're going to have more automation. There's going to be less people in work. I would say in the next 40 years, 30% of your population will be automated. 30% of the jobs. And that's just too much. It's too much. It's 100 million people. It's too much. You couldn't take it. So what is a country going to do?
Well, truthfully, all the laws have to be changed. All the laws have to be changed. That's the solution.
Well,
but listen, my friend, hey, it's the end of the show right now, so I'm going to have to cut you off and do the countdown and call in some other time, you know?
You kidding? I now want to go into the Federal Reserve with you. I'm joking.
Yeah, well, try next week, okay? But I got to end the show now because I'm over
it's
my
always
time.
Always a pleasure, Jacob.
Okay, my friend, have a good night, and I got to say a few thanks to the audience here. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah. Okay, Alice, where's my food? Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. And listen, tell your friends to listen next week. And I gave everybody a lot of things to think about here today. You know, start talking to your DNA for real. Your body listens to you, believe it or not. And you'll never know unless you try. And if you got nothing to do, go on YouTube. Hey, the easiest way to get there and get to my songs, the song, I Want You to Be My Idol. That's the song I start my show with. And you can just Google it from the Google search bar. If you got Google Chrome, go on the Google search bar right there and just type it in. I Want You to Be My Idol. It'll take you right to the video. And from there, you can go to my other videos. Just, when you get to the end of that video, click on the icon of me to the lower left wearing the sunglasses. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look cause I caught their eye.